Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Rick Burns and Connie Jessen about a special display that's coming to Elkhorn. And we're going to start with Rick to tell us about Remembering the Fallen and what people are going to see.
Remembering the Fallen was is an exhibit that was put together by Bill and Yvonne Williams out of Omaha. They had initially done it for the state of Nebraska, all those who had been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan and Nebraska. They since, through a partnership with Bellevue University, have branched out and are now doing each state. And so what we will see is all of the 86 or so veterans who died in Iraq and Afghanistan. These are all Iowans. It's a pictorial exhibit, so you'll see pictures of these great Americans, as well as a little bit about them, a little bit of biographical data about them, their age, which I find very poignant. Most of these are very, very young, young soldiers and military men and women. And so it's a very moving exhibit and a very important exhibit, I think, for all of us to see.
Connie, when is this going to be in Elkhorn, and where exactly can we see it?
The display will be in Elkhorn from the 14th through the 17th. It's open to the public during normal school hours, and then there's two special viewings on Tuesday, January 14th, and Friday the 17th during the home ball games. The display will be open to the public then from about 5 to 9. It'll be located in the lobby area right outside of Mr. Snow's office.
Okay. So as they come in what I think of as a front door to the school, there it is.
Yes, just right there in that open area that sits just right in front of Tammy and Mr. Snow's office.
Okay. So it'll be easy for the public to come and see it, as well as I know many students are going to come and see it. And I want to come back and talk a little bit about that. But Rick, why is this kind of exhibit, this kind of memorial, so important?
Well, this is, again, we've been through a very, very difficult 10-year period in our nation's history, both politically and militarily, and it's sapped a lot of emotion out of the country. And so what we tend to do after these, historically, is that we try to pull back from it. We try to kind of dismiss it. We're out of Iraq. You don't hear much about Iraq except some of the spikes in violence. Afghanistan, we'll be out of Afghanistan for the most part this year. And so we tend to, as a public, want to kind of push those to the side, get them off the front page, and move on to other crises and other things that will take up our time, our attention. And so it's critically important. It's enormously important, I think, that we have these memorials so that we don't forget what the costs were, that we don't forget what the sacrifices of these great Americans was.
I think it's very easy, if you haven't had a direct connection to one of the people who are there in the memorial or anybody else who served, it's very easy, just because it's not in the news, as you say, more, very easy just to move on and forget all that happened.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing how that happens. And again, we've got lots of things going on in our lives, and we've got, you know, we're busy, and we're trying to overcome the economy and all these things that are going on in our lives. And we need to be forced, I think, sometimes to reflect and to remember, particularly to remember the great cost of war. It's a terribly costly thing. And I think when you stare face to face into some of these young Americans, and you see some of them leaving behind young wives and children and so forth, it just becomes a much more moving and much more memorable kind of an event in our lives that we need more and more to have, as we don't see it as we have seen the last 10 years.
Oh, Connie, we've mentioned the public is invited and that it's important for the students to see this. So what kind of preparation, what kind of follow-up is planned with the students?
The students are being prepared. There was a curriculum that came with the display. So they're getting introduced to the display and what it means and what it's about. A lot of the teachers are having the students view the display. That would be our goal, is that every student in both buildings gets to view the display and have some time to reflect on it. The students are getting introduced to the etiquette that is appropriate during the Star Spangled Banner and during the Pledge of Allegiance. The TAG kids went around and did that for the students, kind of to make sure we all are aware of what the protocol is there. And we just really want to get the kids exposed to the display and have them reflect. I think that's the most important thing.
Maybe those TAG students could go around and remember or remind some other folks. I just cringe when I see, you know, on TV what people are doing while the Star Spangled Banner is playing. That's sort of an aside to this whole thing. Connie, what do you hope will come out of having this display here in Elkhorn?
I just think it's so important for our students to see and appreciate the freedoms that they have in this country and that they recognize the people that are fighting for our country. We're doing an opening ceremony, and the speaker is doing a great job of trying to help the students see the sacrifices that are made by the people in the services, and then just remembering them and realizing what a great country we live in and the freedoms that we have.
Rick, you had mentioned earlier to me that your wife is a teacher, and she took all of her students in Exira to see that, and I'm wondering if she shared any of the reactions with you.
My wife's a middle school teacher at the Exira Middle School over there, and she's taken all four of her social studies classes through there, and she's been very pleased with the respect and the reverence that the kids have shown towards the exhibit, which is a very important thing, I think, that they realize the importance and the somberness of this, the soberness of this exhibit. But she also had one of her students who had actually had a cousin that was involved in, or was on in the exhibit there, had been killed in Iraq. And so it was a very emotional experience for this young girl, but it was also a very emotional experience for my wife as well to see, you know, a more direct impact of our wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's very easy for many of us who've not had a direct connection with somebody who's served who is one of the fallen. So, you know, we move on to some new news, and we forget about that.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing that, during the Vietnam War, we didn't get it right. We could not separate the policy from the soldier. And I think we've learned that lesson in great measure for these wars that we've had in Iraq and Afghanistan. But we've got to always remember is that, you know, soldiers serve where they're called to serve. We have a civilian commander-in-chief, and the President of the United States, with the support of Congress, are the ones that decide when and where our military men go and serve. And so to me, that's a very poignant thing that we all always need to remember is that soldiers never choose where they go. They're told to go, and they go, and they serve, and they do their duty. And then hopefully they come home. Some don't. And that's the point of this exhibit, is to honor those who did not come home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Connie, again, tell us where and when people can come and see this display remembering the fallen.
Okay, it will be in Elkhorn the 14th through the 17th. We are doing an opening ceremony that I think the public would love to see. It's on Tuesday, January 14th at 8:30 in the high school gym, and it's a student-led assembly, so it's a great responsibility for the students and leadership opportunity for the students. The Leadership Club is doing that. Then the display is open during the school day on the 14th through the 17th, and then there's two special viewings on Tuesday night and Friday night from about 5 to 9 during the ball games.
And, of course, anybody anywhere who has heard this is invited to come and view this.
Yes.
Remembering the fallen.
Yes, we're hoping that people from all of the surrounding counties, it's open to anyone, and it's free of charge because we secured donations for the display, so it's free of charge, and the more the merrier.
Okay, well, we certainly want to thank Rick Burns and Connie Jessen for visiting with us, but also for those who gave donations and for all of those who've helped to bring this to the area. So come on out to view Remembering the Fallen. Again, thank you very much, Rick Burns and Connie Jessen, for visiting with us. Until next time, here's a thought. You're not a failure if you fall down, but you are if you stay down.